I like this. Hold on. Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm in a lounge somewhere.
Beautiful music. 107.3. Nothing but your favorite light hits.
Can you imagine?
Hey, Ope.
Anthony!
Where's Anthony, man?
Anthony just walked in. Oh, that mudder, huh? Yeah.
This is where we do a threesome every day. Ozone, Opie, and Anthony.
Dude, very funny break about the weird names, man.
Tumor, colon, gash, and... Yeah, I like those. Now, tumor. Armani Tumor.
On the Patriots. That's his name.
Can you imagine, like, if his parents called him, like, Brain for a nickname?
Brain Tumor.
He was really smart in school. Hey, you Brain Tumor.
I got you beat, though.
What?
I was going to bring this up on our show, but what the hell. When I was growing up, I caddied for, like, 14 years. And I caddied... I caddied for the... I can't even say the name on the radio, I don't think.
Say it.
It's spelled K-U-N-T-Z.
Oh, well, Kuntz.
Yeah. 12 years old, I had a caddy for the Kuntz. I swear to you, I'm not lying. I am not lying. There's a true story. You can look it up on Long Island. There's a couple. Guess what her name is? Anita. I swear to you.
I swear to you, you can
look this up.
Now I'll believe Dick Sweat from Holden.
Dick Sweat.
And I'll believe,
dude,
Harry Colin for the Detroit Lions.
Dude, I got you beat. His name was Dick, too.
Get out of here.
Dick and Anita Kuntz.
Oh,
I swear to you. I swear to you. This is not outrageous radio. This is the God's honest truth. I'm telling you.
These people's parents should be shot or locked up. One or the other.
Well, know how embarrassing it was when you're 12 years old and you're a pimple-faced kid and you just caddy for the couple and you had to say, thank you, Mrs. Kuntz, for the tip.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I wonder why your shoulders look so droopy. It's 14 years of caddying, man.
Dude, I swear to you, it's a true story. Anita funny, and Dick.
So what else is going on today?
That's about it. What else needs to be said, dude? I don't think that word's ever been said on the radio.
Hey, you guys want to hear a quick phone call real quick?
Oh, sure.
Let me see if I can find this one here. Hold on. This guy called up. He's working with somebody. He's got a problem. Hold on.
Hey, Ozone, listen. You got to help me out here.
What's up?
One of my friends, right, good friend of mine, he spent, like, the day at BCN, and he thinks he's the man and all this other stuff.
Okay.
So it's like Battle of the Radio Stations where we work out.
Okay.
And he's got like this picture of him at BCN, and he's going on and on and on. I'm like, BCN is so lame. Well, I can't get the radio station changed back to AAF unless like I show up at AAF and get a picture like me and you.
Anytime, come on down, man. I'll do anything to get our radio station played.
All right, man. I'll hold you to it because like I'm dying. I got to listen to this slop and hear about him and the program director and how about the great friends and everything. It's killing me.
I wouldn't be saying too much about that with the reputation. Yeah, you know, let me tell you something right now.
You should have let that call keep going.
You know what that reminded me of, that phone call, about how this guy went to BCN for a day?
Yeah.
Remember when we were kids and we all had to go to work with our parents? It was like to take your kid to school.
That's exactly what that is.
Go see a bunch of...
We don't even really talk about them anymore because we've already beat them. There's nothing else to be said, really.
All right, is that going to do it for us?
Yeah, I guess.
We're Audi.
All right, Opie and Anthony are next. Thanks for listening to The Ozone. We appreciate it. And it's Alice on WAF.
0.3 WAF with Tool and Stinkfist on the only station that really rocks. That's our favorite song right now because of the title.
Stinkfist. I love Stinkfist.
I thought they were just going to call it Stinkfinger.
Stinkfinger.
They went the distance.
Stinkfist.
Stinknose.
What's that?
Stopping into the Ozone Cafe.
That's right.
If you will.
Dude, look what I got in my hand.
Whoa. Rock.
Oh, my God.
That must be the new Nirvana.
That's live Nirvana. Yeah.
Aneurysm.
That's right, man. I don't even know if we're allowed to play this.
Screw it.
Shelly Belly went down and met the UPS guy, and he just handed it to her. And I think we're supposed to wait on playing this, but heck with it. We're going to play it first. And then all the other stations in Boston, they're going to panic, and then they're going to have to play it first, and then we're all going to break the rules.
Let's get screwed.
All right, but we got to tease it, though.
You are horrible.
I like pissing off our listeners. What the hell? But, yeah, the new live CD is going to be called From the Muddy Banks of the Wishka.
Wishka.
In stores October 1st. You want me to run down the set list of this live Nirvana CD?
Yeah, what do they got?
School. drain you, aneurysm, smells like teen spirit, been a son, lithium. Wait, I need some background music for this. Sliver, spank through, scentless apprentice, heart-shaped box, milk it, negative creep, poly, breed, Tourette's, and blow. All right.
Rock. Cool. I was just starting to bang my head against the wall.
I know. We got to tease it just for a little bit, and then all the other radio stations in Boston, they're going to panic, and they're going to have to play it. But we were first, man. All right, stick around for live Nirvana. We'll do it literally in 10 minutes.
You got me.
Right.
Yeah,
he got me. I'm going to get him back.
We have a 30-pack bet.
We're going to bet.
How about that, some rock on the Penetrators getting him back? Something like that.
You mean write a song about Anthony?
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy. Here
well,
we
see,
go.
Now Anthony could write back, and Anthony is a lot better writer than I am. I'll tell you that. Anthony's a sick, twisted bastard, okay, dude? All right, but you keep listening because it's going to happen.
Yeah, man, definitely.
All right, you keep rocking up in Rhode Island.
Yeah, man, bye.
All right, goodbye. Oh. Opie's here.
I'll nail you, Rock.
Hi, Opie. People are... Let's take some more calls here.
Uh-oh.
Hello, AF.
Hey, could you play A Walk by Pantera?
Yeah, no problem. Hey. AF, who's this?
Yeah, this is Gallagher from Weston. First, I hate you both.
You hate us both?
Both.
Who, me and Anthony?
Yeah.
No, wait, this is Rocco, dude.
Oh, yeah, Rocco and Opie.
Opie's right here.
BCN rules, baby.
What rules?
Oh, I laugh at you.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, dude, the cars are backing up at the drive-thru, man. Get off the phone.
Hey, dude, we come to where you work and rock the Slurpee machine? Go back to work. All right, people are calling. They heard the bat with me and Ann and kid from Rhode Island called. He's mad that you ragged. What are you bouncing for? What the hell is that?
I was drinking too much of that freaking Crank 2-0 again, man. Screw pot.
Caffeinated water now, Opie
pot.
Drinks.
It's like, you gotta do two or three bottles, and then, like, my head's itching, and I'm seeing colors and stuff.
You know what you have to do? Take the caffeinated water and make coffee with it. Boy, you'll be flying.
Hey, dude, you know what I saw?
Wow, it sounds like the Opie and Anthony show still.
Hey, dude, can you leave me the masturbator song?
No.
You got to.
All right, I will.
People want to hear it.
All right,
it.
I saw a commercial on TV last night.
Some guy singing for a furniture place.
Yeah. Hey, liquidation.
Yeah, look,
I freaking heard that.
The stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It is the worst commercial on TV. It even beats out Bernie and Phil.
Bernie and Phil's Furniture Warehouse.
Yeah, but this guy's on there, this stupid big guy's going, and he's trying to rap in a suit, and he's got those ugly chicks there.
They can't even do the dance right. The They're ugly. He's fat. The beat doesn't even match the song. And he's like, hey, liquidation.
And they couldn't give that furniture away now.
Hey, stupid salesman.
Hello. All right. Well.
Oh, brother. Are you playing Rocco's phone roulette?
Oh, you want to play more?
No, it's dangerous, man.
Come on. Let's. Hi.
Hi, AF.
Hi. What's happening with the Nine Inch Nails Marilyn Manson?
Take the marbles out of your mouth.
All right, we'll get you some information on that, okay?
All right.
All right, you just stay right there, toddler. Hello, AF. Thank you. Hello, AF.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
Brian? Yeah.
What time did school get out today?
2 o'clock.
Thought it was Breon.
Dude. All right, hang on. We'll get Barney for you. Hello, AF.
Hello, I want to know if I can hear some Bon Jovi. just kidding.
Who is this?
This is Greg.
Where you call? You sound like you're in your car?
Oh, yeah, I'm driving to Salem, New Hampshire.
Salem, New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Tax-free Salem.
Yeah, I want to hear some Aerosmith.
We never play any. We'll get some on, though, for you. We'll make a special request.
It's Joel Perry's birthday today, too.
Is it really?
It certainly is.
Wait, I got a challenge for Aerosmith.
What's that?
You know all the drug rumors going around and stuff with Aerosmith?
Yeah.
And then, Steven Tyler got on MTV and said that he's pissed off and that he's giving out free, like, piss samples. I say Steven Tyler comes down to AAF, pisses in a cup, and we get him tested for drugs. And we'll put an end to all the rumors live here on AAF.
Have him come down. So, Steven Tyler, if you're listening.
I'm serious.
Come down.
Because it was all over the news again today, the rumors about the drugs and stuff.
Dude, you really... What, is something else bothering you?
No, I just... had too much.
Dude, you're like, wobbling back and forth. What's going on, man?
Like, you need some method. Methadone.
Dude, what are you doing?
He's got track marks on his arms.
What the hell is he's your partner? Who you knew? Watching him?
Who knew Opie's booting up in the bathroom?
Yeah, because you're too busy on the computer fooling people, thinking you're some chick and they're getting nailed in a room. I'm gonna. We're gonna come back. We'll play Alice in Chains.